Hello and welcome to Classic Folk on 2NU RFM. For a rather special program tonight, I'm Jane Klein.
And I'm Phil Bates. Yes, today we celebrate 10 years of Classic Folk. And to celebrate that wonderful occasion, we've got a program of golden songs. Well, songs about gold, about the search for gold. And it's not really a golden anniversary, but we're heading there, aren't we, Jane?
Oh, yes. And a little bit of gold never goes astray when you're celebrating something.
That's right. Yeah.
Or is that a woman's perspective? Anyway, we're going to start off with not something bright and shiny, but Fields of Gold and Celtic Woman joining us now.
Celtic Woman there from their CD, Songs of the Heart, with their version of Sting's great song, Fields of Gold. And it's all about the gold here tonight on our 10th anniversary program on Classic Folk on 2NU RFM.
So how about a nice, bright, shiny thing now? Not just the sun shining on fields, but something that shines on a finger. Yeah, it
My
is a
precious.
Ring. Here's Seth Lakeman and Band of Gold.
Classic Folk on 2NURFM. A beautiful song there from Seth Lakeman, Band of Gold. Where does all this gold come from, Jane?
Well, there have, of course, been gold rushes around the world, and we had one here.
They're no stranger to us here in Australia.
Indeed, indeed. And that leads to lots of hope on the part of people who come and hope to make a quick strike and live happily ever after without ever striking.
Sounds easy. Yeah.
It does. But here's a song now about, it's a classic traditional Australian song, and about that very thing, people coming to this country full of hope. It's the Larrikins and Swag on My Shoulder.
When first I left old England shore, such yarns as we were told of our folks in Australia could pick up lumps of gold. So when we got to Melbourne town, we were ready soon to slip. And by the captain and the mate, all hands they scuttle ship. With me swag all on me shoulder, Black Billy in my hand, I travel the bushes of Australia like a true-born native man. Wow. But we steered our course for Geelong Town, then northwest to Ballarat, where some of us got mighty thin and some got sleek and fat. Some tried their luck at Bendigo and some at Fiery Creek. Well, I made a fortune in a day and spent it in a week. With me swag all on me shoulder, Black Billy in my hand, I travelled the bushes of Australia like a true-born native man. For many years I wandered round as each new rush broke out, and always had of gold a pound till alluvial petered out. 'Twas then we took the bush to cruise to get a bite to eat, and the squatters treated us so well we made a regular beat. With me swag all on me shoulder, Black Billy in my hand, I travel the bushes of Australia like a true-born native man. So round the lighthouse now I tramp, nor leave it out of sight. I take it on my left shoulder and then up on my right, and then I take it on me back and oft upon it lie. It is the best of Tucker tracks, so I'll stay here till I die. With me swag all on me shoulder, Black Billy in my hand, I travel the bushes of Australia like a true-born native man.
The Larrikins, and yes, there were a lot of people who did come to Australia originally to do that. We are celebrating gold and the thought of gold on 2NURFM's Classic Folk tonight. That was Andy Saunders, by the way, with the Larrikins.
Yeah, great voice, Andy Saunders. One of the roughest gold rushes in Australia was the furthest north on the Palmer River up in far north Queensland. Coming up next, a song by duo The Raglans from Melbourne and The Palmer's Song.
The wind is far and free, my boys. The wind is far and free. The steam is coarse, is for the north, my boys, and the Palmer we will see. The Palmer we will see, my boys, and Cooktown's my dingy shore, where I've been told the streets are paved with gold. So let's stay down south no more. Search of gold. just make a move, my lads. The tide waits for no man. The rivers are deep and wide, my boys. No bridges do them span. No bridges do them span, my boys. So we will have to swim. But never fear for the tales you hear. The gold is sure. And the gold, well, we will see.
And that's the Raglans with the Palmer's song. Yes, we've still got hopes as we're heading for gold. It is a golden episode for Classic Folk on 2NURFM. We too are celebrating 10 years of this program.
I was driving around the southern island of New Zealand a few years ago now, and suddenly found myself on the Otago goldfields, and this song came to mind. Paul Metzers wrote it, and a lot of people have had a go at it, but this, to my mind, is one of the best. It's James Keelahan, a Canadian singer, and the song is Farewell to the Gold.
Shot of a river, your gold it's waning. It's years since the color I've seen. There's no use in sitting, lady luck blaming. I'll pack up and make the break clean. Farewell to the gold that I see gleaming down in the dark, deep underground. It's barely 2 years since I left my own mother. Adventure and gold by the pound. And with Jimmy the prospector, he was another. To the hills of Otago we were bound. Farewell to the gold that never I found. Goodbye. Jimmy Williams and me. They were patting good dirt on the winding shot over. We headed down there just to see. Farewell to the gold that never I found. Goodbye to the nugget. Somewhere about making hardly enough to get by. Then a terrible flood swept poor Jimmy away. During six stormy days in July, farewell to the gold that never I found. Goodbye to the nuggets that somewhere abound. It's only dreaming that I see it gleaming down in the dark. I see it gleaming down in the dark, deep underground.
You didn't get to the gleaming without a fair bit of hard work. The goldfields in the South Island of New Zealand. That was James Keelahan's Farewell to the Gold. Great song. We're talking about gold. Classic folk to NURFM.
And of course, with gold mining comes danger. And we heard there about old Jimmy getting washed away during three stormy days in July. But it can get far worse than that. West Australian gold mines, of course, around the Kalgoorlie region, are world-renowned. And a song about a disaster there that was had a kind of a good outcome. Anyway, I'll let Craig Sinclair tell the story. Here's the song, Varachetti.
March 1907, near old Coolgardie Town. Dark clouds on the desert, the rain came pouring down. From hard-baked earth, the clay pan turned into a muddy slide. And the runoff, like a torrent, ran to the old West Australia mine. 21 were below that day, deep beneath the ground. But when they pulled the skips back up, only 20 could be found. A roll was called and soon they knew Varischetti was below. A widower from Italy with two children back home. Some despaired when it was said that the floods reached level 9. But he was lost on level 10, could not get out in time. Some refused to give up hope, they would not lose their hearts. Then they finally heard a sound, a tapping on the shaft. We come from many places, come from all across the world. Slav, Chinese, Italian, there's fortune here we've heard. We're not afraid of honest work or danger underground. God knows we face them both in spades each time that we go down. Frenzy, but the water moved too slow. How cruel the fates, this man can breathe, but he'll starve there down below. The inspector's son made up the plan when he came out from the town. If we can't bring the water up, we'll send a diver down. So the train was sent at breakneck speed, a diver suit in tow. A rare sight on the mining fields, but Hughes went down below. Taking food and light and letters down the river carved in stone. Bringing hope and heart to Barrasketti there alone. We come from many places, come from all across the world. Slav, Chinese, Italian, there's fortune here we've heard. We're not afraid of honest work or danger underground. God knows we face them both in spades each time that we go down. Days and nights the nation prayed for this man buried alive. Weakened from the dark and damp, determined to survive. When the divers brought him up, there arose a mighty cheer. Love and hope and help went down to face the floods of fear. Watch on the stormy skies till the waters shall recede. Let it be known that we heard the call and we came in time of need. Have no fear, when the waters clear, we will bring him up alive. In my heart I know Modesto Barrasketti will survive. In my heart I know Modesto Barrasketti will survive. Barrasketti will survive. Barrasketti will survive. Barrasketti will survive.
Wherever there's mining, the mines rescue people are regarded as heroes, and rightly so. That's Craig Sinclair with his song Barrasketti, all about the gold mines in Western Australia, on Classic Folk on 2NUR FM.
It is gold, and gold, of course, all that glisters is not gold, has been said for centuries. We've got a song that references that. It's a John Thompson song, and it's performed by Cloud Street.
I will go to the land of bright gold, a place of peace and plenty, where everyone's story is told, and grief and sorrow can't find me. I will enter the palace of dreams, a place of peace and plenty, where magic is just as it seems, and grief and sorrow can't find me. I will walk through the towering trees, a place of peace and plenty, where the leaves sing the song of the breeze, and grief grief and sorrow can't find me. I will go to the cave of the King, a place of peace and plenty, and we'll sit there together and sing. And grief and sorrow can't find me. I will dance in the garden of love, a place of peace and plenty, where our souls can soar high up above. And grief and sorrow can't find me. I will climb to the mountains of peace, a place of peace and plenty, the place where all anger will cease. And grief and sorrow can't find me. I will sleep in the warmth of the sun, a place of peace and plenty, where all who are gone will be one. And grief and sorrow can't find me. I will go to the land of bright gold, a place of peace and plenty, where everyone's story is told, and grief and sorrow can't find me.
Cloud Street there from Brisbane. Land of Bright Gold from a CD with the very same name. Beautiful voices there, John Thompson and Nicole Murray, of course, as always, with Cloud Street, but they were joined by the Morning Song Choir on that track. Lovely stuff. It's time now for What's On, though, for our friends, the Newcastle and Hunter Valley Folk Club. And the first thing to mention is coming up on Friday the 16th of July and also on Sunday the 18th of July. This is Mal Webb and Kylie. They're vocal adventurers, which sounds wonderful. Multi-instrumentalists and songwriters. Should be a great night. Friday night, 7:30 at the Royal Exchange. Sunday, 6:30 at the Royal Exchange. Check them out on the Royal Exchange website.
And as always, in these times, just check that it is on.
Very, very good idea to do sometimes. That just before you go, maybe. Yeah.
Even if we don't have all that much in the way of restrictions, maybe where the artists come from.
Changing day by day,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yep. Isn't it? And the same goes, of course, for the Irish Music Session, which is on Sunday the 18th. It's a feast of tunes and songs from 3 till 5 at the Town Hall Hotel. That's the corner of Turton Road and Station Street in Waratah. And if you're wanting a bit more folk music, you can catch recent programs of classic folk streaming to nurfm.com.au. Find the classic folk webpage. There'll be song lists there and our blog too. And you can send us an email, folk@2nurfm.com.
Now, our featured artists, I should say, for today are also celebrating something golden this year. It's the Golden Jubilee Year of the Bushwhackers. Yes, it doesn't seem like it, but they've been around that long. And they'll be doing a concert 12:33 at the Grand Junction Hotel in Church Street in Maitland. And we were searching for a track from the Bushwhackers about gold, and I really like this song and I really like the way they do it. And it sort of pertains to gold too. It's called The Streets of Forbes, which of course is about the death or the murder, if you want to look at it that way, of Ben Hall. And of course, bush ranging, particularly in that area around Forbes, was all about robbing the gold coaches that were transferring the gold from the gold mines. So here are the Golden Bushwhackers celebrating their anniversary, 50 years, and from their album called Murrumbidgee, Streets of Forbes.
Mm-hmm. sorrowful tale I'll tell. The story of a decent man who through misfortune fell. His name it was Ben Hall, a man of high renown, who was hunted from his station and was like a dog shot down. For years he roamed the road and he showed the trap some fun. £1,000 was on his head with Gilbert and Jack Dunn. Ben parted from his comrades, the outlaws did agree bush ranging and across the briny sea. Ben went to Kubang Creek and that was his downfall. For riddled like a sieve was the valiant Ben Hall. On the 5th of May, when the 7 police surrounded him as fast as sleepy lay. Billy Dargan, he was chosen to shoot the outlaw dead. The troopers then fired madly and they filled him full of lead. They rolled him in his blanket and they strapped him to his brad. And they led him through the streets of Forbes to show the prize they had.
Streets of Forbes from the Bushwhackers. Lovely guitar solo there from the late Louis McManus too, which sounds angry and sad and sums up all the emotions in that song beautifully. From their album Murrumbidgee, they're featured, our featured artists for today, because they're celebrating their golden anniversary this year. And you heard it on Classic Folk on 2NUR FM with Phil Bates and Jane Klein.
So we're talking about gold, and yes, some stories come along with gold as well around it. A story that was adapted from a song, a traditional song, it was adapted by New Zealander Bob Bickerton. He lives in Nelson in New Zealand, and he thought that the original was a little bit tame, so he reset it into the gold fields of New Zealand, where we're returning now. Sung by Andy Irvine, and it comes from his CD called Abakara, and that's coming up next. It's called Close Shave.
Come gather round, you diggers all, who work the gold fields rare. It's of a trick was played on me, and it's caused me to despair. I came to town the other day, me precious gold to trade. And there I met a pretty maid, who did me heart betray. And her lips were red as roses, and her eyes a deep sky blue. Her hair as yellow as the gold she stole from me and you. We went into a public house, there we did imbibe whiskey and strong porter and dreadful stuff besides. 'Twas then she asked me up to bed, to which I did agree. But truth to tell, I fell asleep before she'd earned her fee. And her lips were red as roses, and her eyes a deep sky blue. Her hair as yellow as the gold she stole from me and you. When I awoke next morning, no trousers could I find, but scattered all around the room were women's clothes so fine. Me jacket, shoes and gold was gone, and all that's left behind was a woman's dress, a yellow wig and a shaving kit not mine. Her lips were red as roses, and her eyes a deep sky blue. Her hair as yellow as the gold she stole from me and you. Why did she need a wig? Why did she need to shave? 'Twas then the truth had struck me in a bit of blinding rage. Me pretty maid's a man, I cried, and thanks be I fell asleep. For I'd rather lose a bag of gold than wake up with that creep. And her lips were red as roses, and her eyes a deep sky blue. Her hair as yellow as the gold she stole from me and you. To venture in the street again, I cautiously inclined. I had a shave, put on the wig, and wore the dress so fine. And as I walked along the street, a digger gave a wink. And I thought of all the gold he had, and I offered him a drink. Oh, her lips were red as roses, and her eyes a deep sky blue. Her hair as yellow as the gold she stole from me and you. Now you may think it sinful, you may think it bold, to take advantage of the lads who struggle for the gold. It's easy putting on a dress and drinking whiskey neat, but leave your shaving kit behind when they are fast asleep. Oh, her lips were red as roses, and her eyes a deep sky blue. Her hair as yellow as the gold she stole from me and you. Yes, her lips were red as roses, and her eyes a deep sky blue. Her hair as yellow as the gold she stole from me and you.
Andy Irvine. The tune was East at Glendart, and The Close Shave was the name of the song, written by Bob Bickerton and performed by Andy Irvine together with Donald Lunny and Martin O'Connor. And that CD is called Abacara. To a new RFM's Classic Folk. It's all about the gold tonight, Phil.
Well, the silver as well, perhaps. This is Vin Garbutt. It's nice to hear Vin Garbutt from time to time, because he really loved coming to Australia and left many good friends behind here when he passed away not too long ago now. This is a song from his CD called Persona... Grata. And it's called The Silver and the Gold. Vin Garbutt.
My name is John Gates. I worked down the pit till they closed it a few years ago. It was all I could do. It was all that I knew. I was broken apart by the blow. Most of my friends, they were in the same boat when they closed that old Calgary down. And at 50 years old, I knew I was through. There was no work for me in the town. Give me the silver and gold. Give me the silver and gold. Me hands must be clean when I'm picking the seam, not black with the dust of the coal. Give me the silver and gold. We still met at the club, but it wasn't the same. The comradeship somehow had gone. I remember the time on that cold picket line when our union bonds were so strong. And I never thought that I'd see grown men cry. They were hard men, proud and true. As they sipped at their beers, they fought back the tears, and I shared their despairing too. Give me the silver and gold. Give me the silver and gold. Me hands must be clean when I'm picking the seam, not black with the dust on the coal. Give me the silver and gold. All that was left for me was the thread of the silver and gold. An interest for years, I laid all my fears and I gave it my whole heart and soul. When an advert for a dressmaking class caught my eye, I enrolled as the only man there. And as my skill grew, I finally knew I had something so precious to share. Give me the silver and gold. Give me the silver and gold. Me hands must be clean when I'm picking the seam, not black with the dust on the coal. Give me the silver and gold. I labored for months on my girl's wedding dress, stitching dreams through the silk with the thread. Intricate patterns
of silver and gold, all thoughts of the colliery dead. And as we walk arm and arm down the aisle, she smiled as I caught her eye. That moment so rare was just too much to bear. This hard man started to cry. And as we walked arm and arm down the aisle, she smiled as I caught her eye. That moment so rare was just too much to bear. This hard man started to cry. Give me the silver and gold. Give me the silver and gold. Me hands must be clean when I'm picking the seam, not black with the dust of the coal. Give me the silver and gold. Give me the silver and gold. Give me the silver and gold. Me hands must be clean when I'm picking the seam, not black with the dust of the coal. Give me the silver and gold.
Finn Garbutt, the silver and the gold. Ah, we're broad-minded here. We'll take the silver as well as the gold in this sort of golden jubilee sort of edition of Classic Folk 10 years on to a new RFM. We're almost at the end, Phil.
Oh, right. Okay.
So I'm going to say goodbye. I'm Jane Klein. Look forward to your company next week.
And I'm Phil Bates. Thanks. If you've been with us for the 10 years, thanks for that. If you've joined us recently, then you can hear all our older programs on the 2NU RFM website. But it's nice to have you along. See you for another 10 years. We'll leave you with some gold. This is called The Gold Ring, the first in a set of tunes from a great bunch of English musicians, Dempsey, Robson and Tweed, from their Dirt Road CD. My name's Phil Bates. As I said, bye for now. See you next week.